In Chicago, the Department of Planning and Development wants to designate Wrigley Field Stadium an official landmark. This might sound good to fans of the ballpark, but Cubs officials are upset with the proposal. Once a building in Chicago becomes a landmark, it can't be altered without city approval, and Cubs officials say they need flexibility to install amenities like retractable roofs and luxury skyboxes, amenities they claim are needed to make the stadium appealing to the modern baseball fan. Alicia Berg is a commissioner for the Planning and Development Department, and she's been leading the charge for landmark status.
We think that it'll protect the best features of Wrigley Field, the features that make it such an international draw, a place where traditions is still alive and people love to go see a baseball game.
What are some of those features?
Well, some of those features include the brick wall behind home plate and the ivy and the traditional scoreboard on the inside, as well as the open expanse of the grandstands. On the exterior, things like the marquee sign, as well as really all four outsides.
The club's owners are concerned about restrictions that go along with landmark status. If the park does receive this landmark designation, are there restrictions that accompany that?
Well, you know, we've been negotiating with the Cubs, you know, well over a year and a half. And what we just took to the Landmarks Commission just last week was an amended proposed designation where we said that there are certain things that we're not even going to be subject to any kind of review. We negotiated with the Cubs. They told us the things that they needed to have flexibility on for their operations. We accommodated that and incorporated that into our designation.
Could you make changes, or could you veto any of the changes they planned on making?
In theory, could there be a disagreement? I guess so. But in reality, you know, for instance, if the concession areas, all the concourse areas, those aren't really visible from the public way, so that wouldn't be anything that we would review. They came to us and said, we would like to do a restaurant in the batter's eye. We said, fine. The only thing is that we would want to make sure that the design was sensitive from the exterior. We want to move the wall behind home plate so we can add more box seats. Fine, as long as it looked the same way it does right now in terms of, you know, the bricks.
It sounds like you are trying to be flexible, but what would be a deal breaker?
Demolishing the field. We would say no.
Short of that, what would be a deal breaker?
Short of that, you know, I'm not sure that we have deal breakers. That's not the way that we look at these things. We have to see what we can work out, and I think we've shown that flexibility in designating it the way that we did, and we will still continue to show that flexibility.
Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig weighed in this week on the matter, and he wrote a letter where he said, "I believe that if you undertake the unprecedented step of landmarking Wrigley Field, it will be the first step toward the ultimate loss of the ballpark." Strong words. He's saying this is a very bad idea.
We fundamentally disagree with him on that. We think that, you know, people go see baseball in Wrigley Field regardless of how the Cubs are doing. And we think that the biggest selling point for the team is that the field is such a fabulous place to watch a baseball game. There is nothing that is further from what we want than to hurt this ballpark. We absolutely want to make sure that, unlike the Fenway and Yankee Stadium have been demolished, and we just don't want that to happen to Wrigley Field. It warrants us making sure that it's protected well into the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alicia Berg, Commissioner for the Chicago Planning and Development Department. Tomorrow, the Commission on Chicago Landmarks will hold a public hearing about the landmark status of the stadium. Early next month, the City Council will make a final decision.